There is no basis for those. First of all, this government is well represented. It is the issue of ethnicity. Secondly, he's not fighting for this country. He's fighting because he lost the elections when he stood. And that's what he was fighting for. He reached an agreement first with the government. He was absorbed back into the army as a major general. So there is no truth in what he's saying he's fighting for, because the government is corrupt. The government is not corrupt. Few individuals who are corrupt in any system does not lead anybody to fight the government. The government, which is corrupt, that even appointing him as a major general coming straight from the bush. So really, I think there's no basis for that explanation whatsoever. There's no truth in what he's saying. He simply was being supported initially by Khartoum in order to destabilize Yonglei and the whole of South Sudan. South Sudan, he was a part of militia group fighting for that. Everybody knows that. Actually, he had committed treason. He's in the pay by a foreign country that supported him. So what is that fighting for the country for? He was granted amnesty, as you know. His group people had initially, that was the first peace agreement signed between him and all he had. He came in with all his group, most of whom had been absorbed already into the army, into the SPLA. So what he said, he just left alone after he had come in with his full group. So what group is he talking about again? For him, he has been given amnesty, and it is still open for him to take it up.